So, Paddy, as always, it's good to have you on board talking Tyrone Senior Football Championship football. But when you look at Eric O'Kearn and Carrick Moore as we go to the final this weekend, we cast our minds back to the mid-90s and the early noughties, the first half of the noughty decade. There was always a huge rivalry between these two sides, and it's set to continue this weekend, Paddy.
Absolutely, Ashton. Great to be with you again. Yeah, it's remarkable to think that these two are going head-to-head again. It's 2006, the last time they met. Kerry Moore have been beaten in three finals. Eric O'Kearn have been beaten in two since they last won the title. Eric 2012, Kerry Moore 2005. The last team, incidentally, to win it back-to-back in the county. Kerry Moore 15 titles. Eric O'Kearn have 7. Lots of rivalry. Some massive battles during the 90s, no doubt about that, whether it be semi-finals or through the championship or indeed finals, and then the early noughties, obviously, where they met in 2000 and 2001. Massive rivalry them days, no doubt about that. But this is a whole new team. There's one or two people scattered about in the periphery of the squads and in the teams, maybe it would go back that far, and obviously management and coaches and that. But these are new teams. This is a new rivalry, but it's one that it could last a while when you look at the setup of the sides.
Yep. Who's going on as favourites to this one, Paddy? Obviously, both sides coming off the back of huge wins and the semi-finals, and straight away when you're thinking of Eric O'Kearn, you're straight away thinking about the Canavan brothers and that name that is entrenched in Tyrone GAA. Who's the favourites in this one?
Very hard one to call. Ashton, Kerry Moore had 11-8 victory over Clonoe. I suppose, if you want to look at it, maybe the easier side of the draw to a point, although they did play Coleland and beat Coleland well in the first round. They beat Loughmacrory in a dour day, a tense battle, tough encounter, Parish Derby, 10-9, that finished. But against Clonoe, they always came out on top. Eric O'Kearn obviously come into this game. They were 7 points down against Moy at Galbley at half-time. On Cumbrary Canavan, within 20 seconds, he scored a point. That kick-started their return into the game, and they were superb after that. They then beat Dungannon, I suppose, a lot easier maybe than many people thought, and then they beat the champions, the reigning champions, Dromore, by a single point, a real battle and performance. When it comes to battles, Errigal can dig deep. There's no doubt about that. Age profile of the team, they're probably slightly younger than the Carrigmore side, and that probably in the Carrigmore age average goes up because of a certain Mark Donnelly and Martin Penrose, who are still playing their part within the Carrigmore side. I was joking recently in our own Tyrone GAA commentary that maybe it's time for Conor Gormley to make a comeback here, because those key players, those older players, are key to a young core coming through, captained by Rory Donnelly. To be honest, Ashton, to answer your question, it's a toss of a coin, really. There's little between these two.
And so obviously there's a big prize at the end of it, being county champions. And then you'll then go through to Ulster with a meeting against the recent Derry Crown back-to-back winners, Glen. So if you're going to progress over the next number of weeks at championship level and you're going to be crowned the King of Kings of Tyrone, you've got another huge tie ahead the next day.
That's what makes, you know, people talk about Tyrone clubs never doing well in Ulster. And it doesn't matter who comes out of this game at the weekend, which will attract a bumper crowd, no doubt about that, because these two will bring in people from all arts and parts, as they have in the past, whether it be games and, you know, in the early rounds of the championship. There will be a big crowd of that, of course, as well. That said, Tyrone teams don't do well, because when you look at the list of champions over the last couple of years, you had Dungannon, you had Trillick, you had Coleland, you had Omagh, Killyclacher, Clonoe, even back to Errigal and Dromore. You know, you had teams that didn't want it back-to-back since Carrigmore 2005, 2004, 2005. They were going for 3 in a row that year. Omagh beat them courtesy of a Ronan O'Neill goal. They were back in the... It's really, really difficult to win back-to-back Tyrone championships. And that maybe takes away whenever you go into Ulster, because some of the clubs obviously haven't won the championship in a while. Massive celebrations, and all of a sudden you have to knuckle down again. Not saying that the boys wouldn't knuckle down, but, you know, there's that avenue of, you know, oh, we've won the championship, where can we go now? There needs to be a Tyrone side going forward in Ulster. There's no doubt about that, and doing well in Ulster. I think that's a key to what everybody has seen in the past of Tyrone clubs. but it is tough. There's no doubt about that. And Errigal side have a lot of experience. Carrigmore have an awful lot of experience. And both sides have young players coming through. There's been some wonderful performances this year, Oisin, and on the scoring charts at the back and up front. One man that jumps out at me from a Carrigmore point of view, young Lorcan McBraid. People would know his father, Kieran. Absolutely superb this year. And then, as you say, the Canavans, Dara Ruri and the captain, Tommy. Superb stuff from them. But they had the older hands as well, the likes of Peter Hart in the background there as well. So Joe Goose coming through. A lot of key players. But can they do well in Ulster? Well, they have to be seen, doesn't it?
Yeah. The last time these two sides met, Paddy, in the final was in 2006 and a replay was needed there. Can we expect a really, really close one this weekend again on Sunday evening?
I would agree with you. I absolutely, Oisin. There's no doubt about that. Both sides have a lot to offer. As we talked about some of the younger players, Tommy Canavan, captains, Eric Kier, exceptional leader, but they know what it takes to win championships. A lot of these guys have come through at underage level. Carrigmore, managed by young Rory Donnelly, he has scored 3 points in the championship this year from the half-back line. An exceptionally good leader as well. And like Errigal, they've a lot of young lads coming through. Two fresh young sides, bar one or two older heads, as we talked about. Yep. I wouldn't be surprised if it went to a replay. At least we won't have the penalty shootout this year, at least at the first attempt anyway. That obviously goes back to Dungannon's famous victory in 2020 in the COVID final, as we call it. It went to a penalty shootout and Dungannon won the title for the first time since the 1950s. It's going to be very close, Oisin. A toss of a coin, that would be fair to say. You know, there's not going to be much in it. Young Stephen Campbell referees the game, and congratulations to him from the Stewartstown Club. Good lad. And he could have his hands full, but it's going to be a very intriguing game. There's no doubt about that there. And a lot of neutrals will come to see it, Oisin. That's a key as well. A lot of people from South Derry always come across the border to watch it. There'll be Donegal folk, there'll be Fermanagh folk as well. The Tyrone Championship is hard-hitting, it's tough, but it's very, very entertaining. And I think that's what attracts the bumper crowd. And that, you know, the fact that these two big hitters are going toe-to-toe will make it even more interesting.
Yeah. No sitting on the fence now, Paddy. We don't want it. How you see this one going? Who are you calling it?
I'm just looking at the firepower of Errigal Kier. Rory Canavan's going to play a massive part in this game. There's no doubt about that. Dara Canavan top scored with 17 points for them. Lorcan McGarty scored 10 points, top scored for Carrigmore. Six of those points in the semi-final. I would maybe edge towards Errigal. And the only reason is because of the experience that the younger lads have garnered over the past couple of years. They have a couple of players back. Mark Kavanagh, his father, of course, Eamon, great soccer player, of course, as well, for Roma Town in the past. He's back from injury. Tommy Canavan's an exceptional leader. Joe Goose is one of the most talented young men I've seen over the championship. Will be certainly knocking on the door for Tyrone in the near future. I just edge Errigal. Maybe by 1 point. I'd rather sit in the fence, though. And I still think I'll go back to the fence because it's safer.
No, you said it. It's going out on air now, Paddy. You said Errigal was going to edge it by one. We'll see if you're right come Sunday evening. Thanks for joining us, Paddy, and enjoy the football the weekend.
Oisin, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.